SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott endorsing former President Donald Trump ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. That announcement seen as a setback to his fellow South Carolinian, Nikki Haley.
We need a president who will unite our country. We need Donald Trump.
And Mr. Trump remains upbeat that he'll win.
With your vote 4 days from now, we're going to win another historic victory in the great state of New Hampshire, and then we're going to defeat crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country.
Also, at SRNNews.com, health experts have some advice as you try to make it through the winter safe from various respiratory viruses. Here's Bob Agnew.
January can be the worst month for these illnesses, and vaccination rates are low. When relatives, friends, and coworkers are coming down with coughs, nasal congestion, fatigue, and fever, keeping viruses at bay means thorough hand washing, good ventilation, and wearing a mask in crowded areas. If you do get sick, prompt testing can help determine whether you have COVID-19 or influenza. That's important to see if you need one of the medicines that can help prevent severe illness, Paxlovid for COVID-19, and Tamiflu for the flu. Bob Agner reporting.
Major talks, U.S. and Chinese official completing the third meeting of a working group established to cooperate on a number of financial issues. Alec Baldwin once again facing a felony involuntary manslaughter charge after a grand jury indicted the actor in connection with that fatal shooting of a crew member on the set of a Western movie in New Mexico. The new charge filed Friday, and the defense attorneys indicate they will fight. This is SRN News. A grim report from a pro-life group.
The U.S. exports about $2 trillion worth of products to the rest of the world, but Human Life International says the number one item is abortion. HLI calculates that this country is responsible for a large percentage of global abortions through directed international aid packages and public grants. Spokesman Dr. Brian Clough says with 73 million global abortions last year alone, quote, the United States has the blood of many on its hands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in Japan are responding to the New Year's Day earthquake that killed scores of people and drove thousands out of their homes. Believers make up only about 1% of the population, but International Christian Concern does say that a network of churches has been established, and they hope to help the survivors of the quake. This is SRN News. An effort is underway to make it easier to receive food assistance.
Student and legal advocacy groups are petitioning the U.S. Department of Agriculture to lift the interview requirement for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program applicants to receive food aid. They argue the interview requirement is burdensome and prevents those who qualify for food aid from receiving it. The National Student Legal Defense Network, the Center for Law and Social Policy, and the California Student Aid Commission are among the organizations calling for its removal. The government agency is reviewing the proposal. John Scott reporting.
California court has dismissed a suit from a group of fishermen against a conservation group that added New England lobster to its list of seafood to avoid. Now, the lawsuit stemmed from a decision by Seafood Watch to add American and Canadian lobster fisheries. More details at SRNNews.com.